I believe there's demons all over these people.
Well, first of all, I just want to preface by saying that you're obviously doing something right, because every time I come on your show, there's intense warfare, and that's exactly what we're talking about.
In these last days, God's people need to speak the truth. Hi, I'm David Heavener, and I'm doing just that with my brand new show, David Heavener Live, where we cover topics the church won't. Join me each and every week with my guest on David Heavener Live.
Welcome. Tonight, we're talking about hypnosis, witchcraft, covens, sorcery. There are so many Christians that are caught up in this. It's a plandemic. It's an epidemic. And we're going to deal with it tonight, because there's people, Christians, who think it's okay. And this is Satan's way of getting to God's people in these last days. So first, let's talk about hypnosis, okay? I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I've had so many people tell me, is it okay to go to a hypnosis? Can I be hypnotized? Well, I'm not going to tell you yes or no, but here's what I will say. I will say that hypnosis, the world of hypnosis, I'm talking about real hypnosis, not going to Las Vegas and have some show or whatever. What it does, it puts you into a trance. It deals with your subconscious mind. You have two parts of your mind. And by the way, you have the mind of Christ. So you got to be careful. But what it does, it puts you into a theta state, into a beta state, into a state where whoever is making these suggestions, talking to you, can deal directly with your subconscious, because you have two parts. You have your conscious and your subconscious. And when your subconscious hears a command, when your subconscious gets a word to do something, it doesn't know if it's right or wrong, good or bad. It just does it. So my answer is, when you deal with hypnosis, when you deal with going into a beta theta state of mind, you have to be very careful. Now, there's times that people will try to take you back into your childhood and these different things. You have to be very careful, folks. Christians should not be playing with this stuff. All right. So hypnosis, I would say, on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, it's probably an 8.5. Why? Because you don't know. You don't know what is really going on. Now, if someone's a professional, you know that you trust them. I'm not going to tell you no. That's why I said yes. It's not yes or no. It's an explanation. And then you need to decide, as a Christian, is this something you want to open yourself up to? So that's hypnosis. But now let's talk about witchcraft and covens, sorcery. Let's go to scripture. You guys get your Bibles out. Deuteronomy 18, 10, 11, and 12. Deuteronomy 18, 10, 11, 12. I hope you have real Bibles, because all this stuff that you're seeing right now, it's going to go down one day. Okay, let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft or casts spells, who is a medium or spiritualist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Because of these detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you. So the first thing it talks about is child sacrifice. Is it David? I don't do child sacrifice. I don't know anybody that does child sacrifice. You'd be surprised how many covens there are just here in these United States. I've done many videos with Russ Dizdar. You can go to davidhevener.tv. I have a channel, Tribute to Russ Dizdar. You'll see many of these that will educate you folks. So yes, there is probably one in your neighborhood. A coven, people that practice it corporately. And then you have the lone wolves, the ones that do it outside the corporate structure, but they're doing it. But then you have a government-run operation called the Family Health Clinic, you know, Planned Parenthood. And these things are fronts for the occult. Why? Because they're sacrificing babies. God says not to do this in Scripture, not to do this. Let's look at it again. Do not sacrifice your son or daughter. And I covered everything. If you say, I don't do this, well, there's a Planned Parenthood near you. Practices divination, sorcery. Interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, casts spells. Why? Because it's doing it depending on the occult, depending on satanic spirits and not leaning on God. And God forbids it. And that's why it's important that when we run into somebody like my guest, I'm going to have on in just a moment, Brother Fred, that we bring him on and let him give his testimony. Folks, my guest who I'm going to bring on, it's just, he's just a common guy. He's just, I mean, he's a great guy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to put him down, but he's just, he's normal. He's like you and I. But he's encountered it as a, in witchcraft, as a warlock. And that's why you need to understand what's going on, because you're going to encounter it if you haven't already. Maybe you have, and your kids are going to. They could be doing it. They could be encountering it right now. And you don't even know it because God's people are brain dead, right? I want to see it in chat. Have you guys encountered witchcraft, covens? We need to understand what's going on. I want to bring on my guest, Fred. Fred, how you doing there, buddy?
I'm blessed to be breathing, brother.
Good. Glad to have you. Now, Fred, you know, you're just a regular dude, man. You're not, you know, I mean, just what kind of work do you do or have you been doing?
I'm retired from manufacturing shingles for almost 30 years.
Okay. All right. Manufacturing shingles. Okay. And Fred, sounds like we got a sound issue going on. We're getting feedback. So I'm not sure if maybe your wife has her phone on or whatever, but if you do, you might want to turn it off. So Fred, you're just a regular guy, but here you got caught up in the occult. You got caught up in witchcraft. Tell me about that, your experience with witchcraft.
I was a very young man and had false religion in my background. I was told that I was a Christian when I really was not. So therefore, I was never born again, never had an idea of what being born again was. But I was looking for the truth when I ended up falling in the trap of witchcraft. But I didn't know I was looking for the truth. I was just wondering and lost. When you're lost, you wander into all kinds of traps. And, I was just looking for something to hold on to, basically.
So how did you fall into witchcraft? I mean, a guy like you, it looks like you'd go to like a Baptist church or a Methodist or maybe even a non-denominational, you know, kind of like a regular Joe just going to church. How in the world did you fall into the occult?
I was drawn into the occult through a series of things. A lot of different trappings brought me in, from rock and roll to the drugs. I believe that drugs are an illegal entrance into the spiritual realm. And so it breaks down your will to look for anything that's of truth and of value. And also, when you're on drugs, you don't develop character like you should. It's a delusion of your soul and spirit. And so having lost the touch that I needed to walk in the truth through
by taking the drugs.
Yeah, the wrong entertainment, you know, the lyrics of rock and roll. Just, and then the company that I kept had no morals, so
it goes
what the word says about having relations with people that are not of the Lord.
Let me ask you about the witchcraft. Tell me about this witchcraft. Was it a bunch of witches? Did you have black hoods on sitting around a fire? What kind of witchcraft was it?
Well, we started out with black hoods on and got hooked up with a man that was an elderly warlock that he felt like it was better for us to not wear anyway. It's kind of embarrassing, but come to find out over time he had other things on his mind in regards to the women and practicing witchcraft together.
Okay. So basically a bunch of you all just stripped down naked, got around and started doing what? What were you doing?
We would do incantations. We would begin by calling the forces of the north, south, east, and west. It was Wiccan witchcraft. And we would summon spirits. We actually summoned Satan himself and the word Lucifer. And we didn't know but that he was a god that we would call among many gods. And later found out that he was Satan, which I did not know through my Christian upbringing.
Yeah. Important. You thought it was part of Christianity, right? I mean, that's part of just reaching out to God or something?
Well, no, I knew it wasn't part of Christianity, but I didn't see anything wrong with it at the time because it just seemed right to me. The ways of man can be deceptive, and what Proverbs says is that there's a way that seems right to man, but it leads to destruction. So I was living destruction of my own soul, thinking that Lucifer was a god and Diana was a god, you know. And to my way of thinking was, if there's a god, there must be goddesses. So that's just, you know, my own carnal way of thinking, and it seemed right. And back then, if it feels good, do it was very popular in the 60s and 70s. And so that was kind of my thinking. If it felt good, you're supposed to go with it. So there's a lot of camaraderie, several people, and we would do spells to bring power. You would hold hands and go around in a circle, and the one holding hands going in the circle would stop after invoking a lot of different names, and we would lift up our hands after we stopped, and that we called that a power cone. I now believe it is a portal to use men to allow demonic beings to have their way in the earth.
Okay. So Fred, let me hang on a second. Let me put a pause on this for a second. I'm going to bring my wife in. I want to ask her a question. Shanita, you there?
But you didn't tell me ahead of time what question you're going to ask. So
okay. Well, you know, yeah, you get freaked out, don't you, on this? By the way, is Fred's sound a little bit better now? Is it working okay?
Well, I just heard some. I wonder if it's on our.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you hearing it?
Yeah, but yeah,
I'm hearing it when I.
Okay, you can understand. He's legible though, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. My question is this: your dad was a pastor for years. You went to church. You were a PK. And this is nothing against your dad. It's just basically just about the church. Did you ever, growing up, because you went to church, you went to youth camp, you went to Christian college, did you ever hear anything about this? Did they preach on this at all? Did they teach on it?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, my dad is a way outside the box thinker. He's very thorough. And, you know, we had the training. I forget the, you call it like satanic panic, but we were exposed to the evil behind rock music and, you know, how to like be discerning about evil spirits and the demonic, the occult.
Okay. So they did that. And did they, okay. But did they teach on witchcraft though? Did they get specific about it or just kind of say, stay away from rock and roll music?
Well, I think the thought was that, maybe less education is better in the sense, well,
okay. So what you, I think what you're saying is stay away from the rock and roll music. It's not good. It's evil. But I don't want to talk about witches too much or demons too much because let's not focus on them. Those are like horror films. Let's stay with the good type thing.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to spend time educating yourself, make it about the truth.
Okay, gotcha. Good point. I want to bring you back later. We're going to talk about that. So Fred, you know, Shanita is talking about, and a lot of churches do this. They don't want to talk about demons. They don't want to talk about witchcraft. They want to just keep talking about Jesus. The problem with that is you can talk about Jesus till the day you die. But if you don't understand the enemy and how the enemy operates, it's a very dangerous place to be, Fred. And it sounds like to me, were you raised in a church, by the way?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
I actually went through training that called me a Christian, because when you go through confirmation class, is what they called it. What's that confirmation of? That confirmed that you are a Christian, which they believed I became when I was baptized as an infant. So you're confirmed as a Christian at 13 years old, and I have no clue about how to be born again, and I finally found that out many years later.
Yeah, so we need to, the problem is they didn't teach on the occult. They didn't teach on demonic warfare, on deliverance, on the dark side. Had they possibly, when you stepped over to the dark side, you would have had a little bit of awareness, a little bit of education on something like that, Fred.
Sounds like to me. And I'm so glad you're saying what you're saying, because I think it's absolutely essential for kids. If they're watching movies that have the occult, their parents shouldn't just shut that off without explaining what's going on there. Music should be explained so that they do go in with their eyes wide open.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we're talking to Fred. Fred, I want you to stay with me. We'll be right back. When we come back, I want to talk about covens. What's that all about? And what was the agenda when you got together with all these witches, all these people? We'll be right back. I want you guys to call somebody and tell them what we're talking about, because it's important. This stuff is so important because people every day are getting deceived. Right? They're getting deceived. And I want you guys to go sign up to DavidHebner.tv. We have over 900, almost 1,000 shows now, okay? And I know many of you are, but there might be somebody new, okay? And here's like Russ Dizdar, L.A. Marzulli, Michael Lake. We talk about the Hollywood mind control. We talk about AI. We talk about the Illuminati. We talk about the deep state. I was talking about this before the deep state was even talked about by mainstream media. Now they're talking about it. This is all End Times Prophecy Channel. Okay. You're going to get stuff here you're not going to get anyplace else. Last Evangelist, episode 1, 2, and 3 is coming out. So I want you to go check it out. And if you would care to support our ministry, that would be great. I'd appreciate that. You can just go to davidhebner.tv/give or call 844-806-0006. Thank you so much. Okay. Fred, you might want to try turning your iPad or what down in volume just a hair. Maybe that'll help a little bit. I want to ask you, what was the agenda, Fred, for you all to get together? How many people were in the room at any given time?
I think we finally, before I walked away, I think we were at around 8 people or so.
8, okay.
Large group.
All right, usually it takes 13 for a coven, so they say, but it can be any amount. So what was the agenda? What were you trying? These incantations, you know, you were like bringing up curses, talking people's names, doing these things. Incantations, what were you trying to do by saying these things? What was the reason, the agenda?
We observed different, what they call Sabbats, which is a takeoff, I assume, from the word Sabbath, the old language. And there were 8 times during the year that we'd all get together, and equinoxes. And so Wiccan witchcraft is a little bit different than some other things. And our primary purpose was to make sure that we observe those Sabbaths. Sabbath is what we call TS on the end. And we actually were taught that unless we did so, and unless other groups like us did so, the seasons would not even continue to happen. That it was through the power of the occult that seasons happened. So,
So what is it you were trying to do other than just honor the holidays, the satanic holidays? Did you ever try to put curses on people? Did you ever mention names? Did it go any further than just the holidays?
Well, if there's such a thing as blessing, and I don't believe there is in Satan's kingdom, we actually did a spell to try to help somebody find their mate. So we would chant, "Joe, find your mate, Joe, find your mate," you know, over and over, you know, something mm-hmm. that he requested that we do. And the lady in charge was afraid to not do his bidding because of some kind of financial hold. I'm not sure what her idea was, but not all of us were real crazy about doing that. But otherwise, if there were those that left the coven, there would be a black candle put in the closet, and we were invited to go in to the closet and speak evil things over the individual that that candle represented. And I actually believe that that's one of the things that I suffered as I broke away from that group.
Okay, so if you decide to leave, Fred decides to leave, they're going to take a black candle, put it inside a closet, and they're going to let people go in there and put curses on you, speak evil things about you. So Fred, when they did this, I guess they did it to you when you left. Did it work? Did you get sick? I mean, does this stuff work? You know, do they have the power to actually go into a room with black candle and put a curse on somebody?
Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind. I have to assume that that's what they did, because obviously I was not there to see what kind of things that they did. But I did experience helping actually with those that had already left. And I went through a long period of reclusiveness, and I really didn't want to be around anybody. I was totally confused and paranoid, a lot of depression, paranoia, manifestations that were really disturbing that I really didn't know what to do about. So there was a lot of turmoil in my life, trying to find the way to the truth.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that, were you a warlock? Did you take on the title position of a warlock when you were involved in this?
Yes. Our understanding of a warlock was just a male witch. The male witches were the warlocks. So, you could say that was.
Okay. So in your group of 8 or 9 people, how many were female? How many were male?
It was about 75% female and the rest of us male.
But really? 25% male? Well, okay. And what were the ages, would you say? Let's start with the females. What were their age between what and what?
Well, the leader, which called herself the high priestess, was in her 30s at the time, and the so-called high priest, or he actually was calling himself the high priest. He was in his 30s as well. The one out of town was an elderly man that called himself the high priest and of the covenant. And then we went down to, I was about 19 at the time, and we went down as low as about 17, 16 long in there.
Yeah. So they're around 30 years old, but you're saying some were in their 20s. Were there any of them in their teens?
Yeah. We definitely had some high schoolers in there. And, they would bring their friends around, and they'd last for a while and kind of drift. We kind of drifted in and out, and it wasn't too much appreciated by those in charge when somebody left.
All right. Gotcha. Well, Fred, I want you to, you said you were going to be kind enough to stay around for Underground, because I'm sure people would love to talk to you and hear your story. You have something you want to give away to the people, your testimony. By the way, we kind of met, you were in the, because you were reading my book, End Times Investigation. In the book, End Times Investigation, and I'm not looking for a plug in the book, but what is it in that book that intrigued you the most? What stood out, maybe gave you the most information or helped you or enlightened you? Can you comment on that?
Well, my heart broke, to tell you the truth, when I saw that there were so many people being controlled the way you wrote about, and Tiny Tim on, and all the unsuspecting victims that were brought under the control of those that had their demise. And basically, the ones that were doing the controlling wanted more power, more prestige, more whatever, riches, love of money being the root of all evil. And it, when I see that, it breaks my heart, because I've been there.
And yeah.
So that's what really grabbed me the most about the book.
Yeah. Well, thank you for reading that. Thank you for being part of the ministry, Fred. I appreciate it. We're going to let you go, but you're going to be around for Underground, which is going to happen in about 15, 20 minutes. So thank you so much. I appreciate you being willing to come on, share your heart. I know it's a risk, and I know, you know, it's not an easy thing to do. But before we go, is there anything you can say out there to people that you can either prevent them from going down this road, or people that have gone down this road? What can you say to them?
Well, the Bible says to not be ignorant in regards to the devices of the enemy. And the only way to not be ignorant of the devices of the enemy of our soul, Satan, is to see what God says about warfare. And unless you're born again, you are leaving yourself wide open to any deception and slavery that you're not aware of, because obviously we're fallen beings. We can't see everything going on. But if you are a Christian, there are keys that you need to realize that are tools for you to maintain the walk that the Lord has. And it's all, Jesus Christ is the Word. And if you're not looking at the Word and you're not talking to Him, your devotional life, you know, the lack thereof can have dire consequences. So I would just seek.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, Fred. I didn't mean to cut you off, but we're under a time crunch. But I want to throw some scripture up to support what you said. Isaiah 8:19. When someone tells you to consult mediums and spiritists, who whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living? So to sum this up, we got to just go to God. We cannot go to witchcraft. We can't go to these spiritists. We can't go to mediums. We got to go to God, right?
Absolutely.
All right. God bless you, brother. Appreciate you. We'll see you. See you underground.
He is the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you.
God bless. That's Fred. That's Fred, my friends. Fred's, he's a regular guy. You know, he's like you and I. You saw that. But these regular guys and these regular girls are falling into this. Did you hear what he said? Teenagers coming to these occult meetings involving covens. It's happening in your neighborhood. But we got to stop this, and we will stop it. And we do stop it. It starts with education. Starts with exposing the enemy. All right, I'm going to go to a video. I'm going to play a video. I'm excited about this video. Why am I excited? I'll tell you why. Because this is a story of Monty, whose mother was a witch. But where was she a witch? She was a witch in church. So not only are they in neighborhoods, but they're in churches. Let's take a listen.
Someone's listening right now, and they're a witch, and they've been performing witchcraft, especially in church or anywhere, actually. Can a person come out of that on their own, or do they have to be delivered? I mean, can we just give someone information and say, hey, stop being a witch? Or do they actually have to be delivered? Do we need to lay hands on them, or someone needs to lay hands, and they need to be delivered?
I think it depends on how deep they're into it. A lot of the white witches, depending on how far they've gotten into it, whether they've been reading cards or, you know, a Ouija board is a doorway. It opens up the spiritual realm to them and them to be possessed. Or if they're scrying, which is like looking in a crystal ball or a dark mirror, those kind of things open that person up for demonic possession. And I would question whether they're saved really or not.
And okay.
That's one of the most insidious parts about the white witchcraft, that these people honestly believe that they are Christians.
But we're talking to people that are playing with Ouija boards, that are playing with tarot cards, that are dabbling in witchcraft. What would you say to them, Monty? This is a young person, could be an older person. They haven't given themselves over, because if they had, they wouldn't be listening to you. But they've been playing with it, and they're on the verge thinking, hey, this is where it's at. What would you say to them?
I would say, first of all, you need to renounce that behavior and, you know, turn away from it and say, Lord, this is not something that I believe in my heart that I should be doing. I'm attracted to it. Whatever is drawing me to it, Lord, you know, forgive me for that and pull it away from me and begin talking with God in that way about it.
Okay. Monty, I need to digress a little bit, going back to your mother. Being a witch in church, and I hesitate to ask this, but I feel like God wants me to. Was there any sexual abuse going on with your mother or with people that were like your mother in the church dealing with witchcraft? Was there sexual things that came along with that?
Well, I'll just tell you about my own personal experience for me individually.
Okay.
I realized that as an adult, I began having memories of being sexually violated and went and sought counseling for that.
Okay.
And I had wondered, based on the things that I remembered, whether or not that was some type of ritualistic abuse.
Okay.
It did not continue past 4 or 5 years of age, but for me personally, that was the case. I do know that there was a lot of sexual impropriety that went on around us.
Okay. Around us in the church or the family?
Our family.
Okay. Did it leak into the church, you think?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I won't go any further than that because I don't think we need to. But folks, listen to me. In the church, we have witchcraft right now, and we have someone that's testifying to that. They're a church planter. They're legit. I met with them. I know Monte. He's not some whacked out, you know, person like I am. He has his head screwed on straight, but he's honest enough to give you this information about himself, about his mother, and what's really going on in the church. So listen to me now. We're going to come against that. We're not no longer going to let Satan have his way. So you stay with me to the end of the show. We're going to come against that. Monty, before we go, I need to ask you about your mom. She passed away. You told me something that was very disturbing as she was dying. And would you tell me what happened in her last few moments, seconds, her last few breaths?
Yeah, well, just real quick background. My wife and I had been very concerned about this, and my wife had asked my mom about, you know, her relationship with Christ and stuff, and we really weren't sure whether she was saved or not. And the day she died, the morning she died, I had taken her down to intensive care in the hospital and had to leave to take my stepfather back to the house. He had been in the emergency room that night as well. And we got a call later, and I went back to the hospital, and she had had a massive cardiac arrest. And because they couldn't get a hold of us, they resuscitated her. But one of the things that the doctor told me, and my mom was a tiny woman, but that they couldn't hold her down. She was thrashing on the gurney, and they had to put her into a coma, medically induced coma, to get her to calm down.
Wow. So what do you think that meant?
Well, I know when I got to her that night, I could tell that she was in that realm between, I don't know if you've ever been around a lot of people who die, and as a minister, you do, and you can tell when they're at that point where they're about ready to make the transition from this world into the next.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I got there, I could tell that she was terrified. Her eyes were as big as half dollars, and she was genuinely scared, and she was coming in and out of that. And I personally wondered that night, because I was looking for this to give me some indication about what her eternal destiny was going to be. But I wondered if the demons came for her. And that's what she was struggling against, was going.
Wow.
And it's something that weighs on my mind.
Wow. That is not something that anybody wants to ever experience with their mother, with their friends, with anybody. And that's why it's so important, Monty, and everyone out there, that we just tell the truth. We come to people clean, no religion, no denomination, only telling the truth, so that when people do cross over, that they're going into the arms of Jesus.
Hey everybody, welcome to David.
Yeah, into the arms of Jesus. Into the arms of Jesus, folks. Shocking, isn't it? Monty. I've known Monty for years. He's legit. He's the real deal. Church planter. Mother's a witch. But you saw and you heard his testimony. See, it starts in the family. This is how this works. Starts in the family unit. And then it's carried to the church. And if it doesn't go to the church, it goes off to what Fred was talking about, to a coven. And there's covens in churches, by the way. But then there's also covens that are the occult, that worship, you know, that adhere to the holidays of Satan and, you know, worship Satan. Well, they both worship Satan in the church and in the covens, but one is camouflaged in the church. But it starts in the family unit. Mother's a white witch. Mother is a Sunday school teacher. So look at all the churches across America, across the world. Thousands and thousands and thousands. Maybe 100,000s. Tons of denominations, non-denominational. And each and every one has Sunday schools. My question is, do they have white witches in those Sunday schools? I say yes, many of them do. This is how they operate. And right now, there's people out there listening to me that have been experiencing these things, don't know what to do with it. Maybe you've been getting sick. Maybe you've been struggling with addiction. Maybe your family's being ripped apart. Can you say demonic warfare? Can you say witchcraft? Can you say the occult? Now, I'm not here just to do an end times doomsday report. I'm here for deliverance. I'm here to talk about Jesus. We go into the arms of Jesus, not the arms of Satan, like Monty's mother. That's why we talk about these things. So before we go, I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to clean your house, your life. But we got to understand what's really going on. I'm going to bring Shanita on, see if we have any prayer requests in just a minute. And then I want to pray for you, okay? Shanita, any prayer request?
Well, I'm just thinking back to the beginning when you talked about hypnosis, and there are churches that encourage the practice of hypnosis to heal memories. That's been practiced within our family. We have a practitioner. There are Christians who would go for hypnosis to overcome an addiction. So maybe that's another topic for another day, but I just wanted to mention that as we're thinking about prayer requests.
It's a very good point. And I'll tell you what, you go into a lot of these churches, and if you see people with their hands raised, singing these songs, repetition over and over again, you know, these modern day Christian songs, and they're lost in a trance. I watch them, Shanita. I watch them. Mm-hmm. They're lost. They're lost in a trance.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, who's putting them in that trance? And even if that trance doesn't start out to be illegal when it comes to a spiritual condition, maybe it would start out to be innocent. Maybe they are opening themselves up, praising God. But then while they're opening themselves up, praising God, does that give Satan a chance to come in to people? See, that's hypnotic. That's a trance. Now, if it's under the Holy Spirit for real, then the demons can't come in. But the problem is, a lot of these Six Flags Over Jesus churches, this modern day music and these, you know, youth groups and all that, I question if it's really from God. And now they're in a hypnotic state, and now they're being filled up with all these demons, you see. So I'm glad you brought it up, because I think people need to hear what I just said.
When we met 30 years ago, plus, do you remember how resistant I was when you expressed your disapproval of Christian music? And so just last week, I met a former shaman who told me that she's aware of the Christian worship album that was just recorded at the highest Masonic temple in Los Angeles. So... Yeah. When you talk about, you know, the source and the origin, and that everything requires Holy Spirit discernment.
It does. It does. And even back then, 30 years ago, I was against Christian music. Not all, but a lot of it. Why? Because I come from that background. I was a songwriter. I understand the business, and I understand the apostasy and the hypocrites they can be, but not just hypocrites, evil. It's all about the money. That's why I like doing the old songs, the old hymns. I love them. Mm-hmm. And I like doing, and I know this, I don't have scripture for this, but maybe you all do. But I love songs where you clap your hands. You see what I'm saying? In other words, scripture does talk about this. It talks about shaking the tambourine, clapping your hands. Singing hymns to God, right? But see, here's the thing. When you're clapping your hands, demons don't like that. They don't like they don't like the sound. They don't like the physical thing. They don't like it. Now, okay, that sounds kind of strange, but be with me. You can actually drive them out that way. But when you got your hands in the air and you're waving to these syrupy, you know, songs about the cotton candy Jesus and all that kind of stuff, boy, does that is that fertile ground for a demon to come in and do a number on somebody. That's the difference. So,
I guess, do you want the other perspective?
Sure.
I mean, I've been to Christian concerts and secular concerts where I clapped along. So when I align myself with that beat, if it was part of, you know, some satanic ritual, then
the beat. Yeah. Well, no, you're right. You're right. But that's a little bit different. There's a, and there's a beat.
Big difference.
Boom, boom. You can tell if something's evil, the beat. You just know it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about free fall, clapping, praising God, dancing, moving your body. Now, I'm not saying that demons can't come in when you're like that. That's what I'm saying. But they don't, that's not their fertile ground. They love that stuff where it's syrupy and people have their hands in the air and they're caught in a trance. And, you know, they just love that. That, you know. Anyway, we just got off on 10 minutes of praise
and
worship.
That was bonus.
Yeah. Okay. Any prayer requests?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's pray for an extra measure of discernment. And I mean, I know a lot of our people are not attending church for this very reason. And, but we still, I mean, scripture commands us over and over with commands to love one another, defer to one another, submit to one another, encourage one another, pray for one another. So to me, that requires some in-person. So I'm praying that our lonely people will find the in-person fellowship they need.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to pray for discernment. That's the key word, discernment, because we've been talking about music. We've been talking about, we're going to pray for Brother Fred, who came on tonight. Mm-hmm. He's going to be on underground with us. And also we're going to, let's also pray for those out there that's caught up in witchcraft, has been caught up in it, and they're suffering the ramifications of it. Okay. All right. Okay. Excellent. All right. Thank you so much. Love you.
Yes. Yeah. We're praying for Terry as well this week. So thank you all for sending your requests in. They can come by text 615-861-9659 or by email admin@davidhebner.tv. We're privileged to be praying with you.
Absolutely. And don't forget, while we're on this, let's talk about underground. We're going to go to underground. Okay. For members only. Talk about how you can support the ministry. But here's another thing too, real quick. If you got an old vehicle and land, a house, whatever, you can call 855-500-RIDE, donate it. It will support this ministry and also our ministry. Or you can call 844-277-HOME. Appreciate that. Don't forget about your Vax t-shirt. My vaccine's the blood of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is my booster. All right. All right, Sunita, we're going to be praying. Thank you for everything you do and for being a wonderful sidekick and partner in this journey. Love you.
My pleasure. Love you.
All right. She puts up with me, folks. Maybe we need to pray for Sunita for putting up with me. How's that? Thank you, Lord, for loving us. And pray for Brother Fred, our guest tonight. I ask that you protect he and his wife and keep him on the track and let him keep working for you and doing your will, getting out the truth. Pray for Terry, pray for Shanita's mom, pray for there's someone out there that's been dealing with witchcraft. You see, I'm glad I listened, heard the show. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we're commanding that demon, the demon of witchcraft, the demon of addiction, the demon of perversion, the demon of sickness. You are hereby commanded to go in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you back to hell. You will not return. Thank you, Father, for giving us the power and the authority to cast demons into hell, to heal the sick, to raise the dead. But the most important thing to you, because you said that in scripture, your son, is that our name is written in the book of life. And thank you for letting our name be in the book of life. We don't deserve it, but we'll take it. Help us stay on the track and to love you and continue telling the truth, no matter what the cost. Pray for our children once again. We always do. You protect them. You shield them. Even if they're locked up somewhere, that the chains will be broken and they are set free. And that these Planned Parenthoods will shut down. And children will live. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody says amen. All right. Love you guys. Don't forget to pick up your copy of Last Evangelist. You can see it on David Hebner TV, episode 1, episode 2, and episode 3 is coming out pretty soon. On the back of episode 2, the DVD, if you want to order it, is The Coming Apocalypse. It's our new TV series that's out. Please support the ministry. And but more important than that, I want you to have these tools. You know, Fred has the book, End Times Investigation with David Hebner. And I have another book called How to Use Your True Power in These Last Days. Consider ordering that, picking up a copy of it. Why? Because it's a war manual for these last days, okay, to deal with demons. So if you would, I'd like for you to order the books. If you have it already, or you order one for somebody else, just go to david@davidhebner.tv/order. Or you can call 844-806-0006. And if you need prayer, you can call that number, okay? Because that's what we do. We pray. We pray for you guys, all right? If you'd like to support Last Evangelist, the TV series, go to lastevangelist.com. And you can be an actor. You can get a special thank you. We're trying to finish up episode 3 and get it out in the market. That would be awesome. Really would appreciate that. And don't forget to go with the Sun to Ground. All right. I love you guys. I appreciate you all. And remember, you never really lived till you found someone worth dying for. And that's Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus.
A large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving us with a ton of extra MyPillows. But you know what? That's their loss. I'm going to make it your gain. For the first time ever, you get standard classic MyPillows for wholesale prices, only $14.88. I can't believe I'm even saying that, only $14.88. But it gets even better. For a limited time, I'm going to offer my entire classic collection at wholesale prices. Upgrade to a queen-size MyPillow for just $18.88. King size, only a dollar more. Get my body pillows for $29.88 and multi-use my pillows for only $9.88. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on the screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever on TV, including my standard size my pillow, only $14.88. They've never been offered this low before. We have limited quantities at this price, so limit's going to be 10, and once they're gone, they're gone.
He jumped in on there, MyPillow, the MyPillow guy, okay? But anyway, if you put David7, the code name David7 in there, Mike Lindell, support him, support the ministry. If you put the code name David7, is it 7 David or David7? I don't know, try it either way. It'll bless the ministry, and also you'll get a 10 to 20% discount, okay? So for those of you that hasn't caught the new TV series on David Hebner TV, you haven't watched it, it's a 10-part series. It's got Lisa Haven, the late great Russ Dizdar, Michael Lake, L.A. Marzulli. I want you to watch it. Here's a commercial on it. You can order. It's on the back of the episode 2 DVD, or you can go to David Hebner TV and watch it. It has its own channel, The Coming Apocalypse. Check this out.
The Coming Apocalypse.
They either wanted them to go to jail, or they wanted their kids taken away.
Hey, who is they that's releasing this nano-fogging?
I think there's elements of depopulation involved.
Hey, everybody, David here. I'm proud to announce the release of a brand new series The Coming Apocalypse, How to Prepare on DVD and David Heavener TV.
That final war will be the Antichrist leading the whole world against Israel.
Are we positioned in this country, in the Western world, for a civil war?
Pretty much everything the mainstream media says is a lie.
Over 2 hours of exclusive, uncensored interviews by Dr. Michael Lake, L.A. Marzulli, Coach Dave, Lisa Haven, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, John B. Wells, Russ Dizdar, Rob Skiba, and many more.
When I read scripture, I don't see America.
The Bible says the battle's between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman.
What people need to understand, these entities are obsessed with mating with us, creating hybrids.
That the only animals that were not affected by the radiation were reptilian.
These parasites could actually raise their ugly head and basically, John, almost start eating people alive.
And if you order now, you'll receive absolutely free episode 2 of Last Evangelist, The Insertion, along with The Coming Apocalypse, How to Prepare. Just go to davidheavener.tv/DVD or call 844-806-0006 or text the word CHOSEN to 91999.
So what you're saying is a lot of people that see demonic beings in their house or around, this could be someone projecting themselves.
He told his wife Shelly goodbye because he thought that he was going to die then.
Just go to davidheavener.tv/DVD or call 844-806-0006 or text the word CHOSEN to 91999.